Blog Talk Radio.
But all that noise of all that song is worthy. She was praying. All I can say is, Lord, you're my everything. Praise waiteth for thee.
My everything, hallelujah.
You deserve the glory. You deserve the praise. You're my everything. I don't deserve all your grace, but because of grace and mercy, I'm not consumed. And I owe you all the praise. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, my everything. Oh yeah, hallelujah, my everything. Come on, be the shield. It waits for me. My everything. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. I praise you. Present help of the time, my God. I just can't praise you enough. It waits. It waits. It waits. It waits. It waits. Hallelujah. You're my mighty fortress. You're my strong. Can I get some folks who are grateful? For God gave you everything. He's a worthy God. In the morning he's worthy. In the noonday he's worthy. In the midnight hour he's worthy. Through sickness he's worthy. Through tribulation he's worthy. In the midst of my valley, you're worthy. In the midst of my heartache, you're worthy. Ooh, Lord, oh, hallelujah, oh, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Thank the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, for that powerful song tonight. I had to play that entirety tonight. That was Richard Smallwood and Vision, My Everything. Yes, he is our everything, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome for those listening live right now and those around the world. Welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly after a few announcements and after prayer as well. So thank you so much. Praise God. Praise God, everybody. What a wonderful, powerful song. We serve an awesome, awesome God. And let's just give the Lord another hand clap of praise for us just being here today using this wonderful technology that he owns anyway. I love it. Praise God. God bless you. Hey, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you tonight. Hey, the number. Hey, put that number out there, guys. You've been tweeting us about 4.7 billion people on the internet right now. You can hit up a few of them out there right now. The number 347-843-4559. Everybody on the planet needs prayer. I think most of you online right now would agree with that. 347-843-4559. We start with our family and we go out to all around the world. One more time, the number 347 843-4559. You can text that out, tweet that out, email it out, whatever you can do. Put that number out there so people can listen to this powerful prayer and also information that Doc and Bishop have for us tonight. So we thank God for the man and woman of God tonight as well. Let's give them a round of applause too, because we do thank God for the man and woman of God tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Doc and Bishop, for being with us tonight. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'll open up the lines later on as well. We'll hit star one on your phone if you have a praise report, comment, or prayer request if you have tonight as well. Hit star one on your phone. I will put you in queue if you'd like to come on tonight with Bishop and Doc. Hey, our scripture tonight is going to be Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 13. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Jeremiah 29 in your time of meditation and time with the Lord in the Word as well. We thank you so much for that. Hey, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're getting ready to go to the Word right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's go to the Word. Let's go to the Word. Amen. You got to praise Him, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what's going on, praise Him. Jeremiah 29, 13, 10 through 13, ladies and gentlemen, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts, this is it, folks, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. We win, folks, we win. 12 says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Amen. And verse 13, ladies and gentlemen, saying, ye shall seek me and find me, and ye shall search me with all your heart. Oh, praise God. Let me read that last one again, because that's so powerful. This is what we got to do. This is our action item for today, ladies and gentlemen, and for the rest of our lives. And ye shall seek me and find me, and ye shall search me with all your heart. Amen. Thank God for His word. Jeremiah 29, 10 through 13. Amen. Praise God. Praises go up. Blessings come down. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Y'all put your hands together for the man of God as we open up the mic for Bishop right now. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless everyone tonight. We give glory to God for another day. God, for His goodness and His mercy, endures forever to all generations. The scriptures say, okay, so see that the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever to all generations. We can give God the glory for all that He has done for us and what He's going to do in days to come. We thank God for His mercy. We thank God for His grace. We thank God for His goodness. We thank Jesus because He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's our refuge. He's our present help in time of need and in time of trouble. Know that God answers our prayers when we cry. The Bible says the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth us and deliver us out of all of our fear. Thank God that we don't have to walk around in fear. We don't have to walk around in doubt and confusion, because God has given us the power to overcome every enemy that comes our way. The Bible says He has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Thank God for a sound mind. We give God the glory for each one of you tonight. We're looking for the blessing of God to overtake you. We're looking for the blessing of God. The doors are being opened. We pray for the young people that are in school today in these days. We pray for their safety. We pray for their protection to be a success in school. And after they graduate and they go on in their lives, that they will be successful as they keep the Lord first and they keep the Lord in their life and to guide them along the way. We pray for everyone that have a child, whether it's old or it's with us as an adult. We pray that God will continue to bless and open doors for them. We pray for God will bless families as well as the adult and the older people. We pray that God will continue to bless us in a mighty way, because God is setting you up for a blessing. He is setting you up. It may not look like it right now, but God is setting you up for a blessing. He is setting you up, because the Bible says, thinking not strange with the concerning these five trials, although they come to try you. Think it not strange, but it is the will of God concerning you. And know that God so loves you so much, he will not leave you in a condition that you need help and he don't help you. Know that he will come to your rescue, the Bible says. He will come to your rescue. God, he has given his angels charge over you. He has given his angels charge over to keep you in the way, keep you from all the evil, keep you from the dangers and snares of the enemy. And we give God the glory tonight. We praise him for his goodness. We thank God for his mercy, his loving kindness. We thank you, Jesus, because you've been so good to us. We give you glory tonight, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We will magnify your name. We will lift your name up and give you praise. Father, we thank you for every soul tonight. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as you work miraculous miracles in their lives. God, as you open the door, God, in favor, give them favor. Give them favor on their job. Give them favor in their community. Give them favor, God, in the name of Jesus, with those that are around them. Give them favor, God, as they be obedient to your word, as they walk humble before you, upright before you. In fear, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In fear, God, not fear like afraid, but in fear, out of respect to you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the name for every child that is in school, whether it be in kindergarten, daycare, or whether it be in nursery, or whether it be in college. Father, we thank you in high school, whatever state of school they may be in. We thank you, and we speak your blessing upon their lives, Father. We thank you, you will keep them from all danger. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that they will leave home and go to school and come back safely each and every day. We pray for the faculty members, the teachers, oh God. We pray that you will give them the wisdom, God, the leader, God, the teacher, God. Give them the wisdom and the strategy that they obey your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for it, and we praise your name. We lift you up, and God, we call those things that be not as though they already are. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare miracles, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for that person that may be sick in their body. We thank you, Lord, for healing them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for tumors being canceled, God, tumors being dissolved. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for headaches being dissolved. Even now, the pain is gone. God, we thank you right now that you will give them a peace of mind. Father, we glorify you for it. We pray safety. We pray for joy in the name of Jesus for that child, that family, that mother. Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will give them a peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for that man, the woman of God. God, as you continue to bless them in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for favor upon your people in this season that we live in. We pray for the favor of God, God, that we will walk in favor. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as you bless your people, God, in so many ways, God, we thank you for having good health, God. We thank you, God, having a sound mind, Jesus. We thank you, God, for financial blessings, God. We thank you, Jesus, for financial miracles, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, God. God, your Father, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every curse that has been put upon your people, God. We cancel every curse of the enemy, God, on Moshe. Oh, Siko, Randala, Labate, Androko, Nishia, Bako, God, on Moshe, Kabishia. Father, your word said the kingdom of God suffer by, and Bala must be taken by force. Father, as we speak your word, in the name of Jesus, we decree, because your word says, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. God, we thank you, God, you sent your word to heal those that are sick. You thank you, God, you sent your word to give them a peace of mind, Father. We thank you, God, you sent your word, God, to bring prosperity in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says, you wish above all that you may prosper, be in health, even in all the soul, prosper. Father, we thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus, you will bless your people with overflow more than enough, God. Father, we give you glory for it, God. We thank you, God, as you unite families tonight. Father, unite them together, God. Those that have not spoken to each other for years, those that not have God, bring a new minute, God, your unions together like never before, God. Bring love, bring unforgiveness, oh God, in their heart, that they'll forgive one another, God. God, see you also, Father, in the name of Jesus. You're clean of God, God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you for it. We glorify you for it now. We thank you, God, for the miracles you're working, performing in the lives of people. That man, that child in the hospital tonight. God, we pray, God, that you heal them from cancer, God. We pray that you deliver them, God, from high blood pressure tonight. God, that hold that have kidney problems. We know that you are a healer, God. You see from the Abbasia. Oh, God, we glorify. In the name of Jesus, we pray for that child tonight that has been missing, God. Father, we pray, God, that they will return home safely, God. We pray in the name of Jesus for that child, the most kind of Michelle, that is the most equal. God, we pray for families, God, be reunited with one another, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will do miracles in their lives, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for our nation tonight, God. We need you as never before, Jesus. Our nation needs you. Our government needs you. Our Congress needs you. Our president needs you. Father, we need you. Families, God, needs you as never before. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for it, God. We thank you, Lord, as you show yourself strong. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Even as you deliver the children of Israel, God, deliver your people today that is in poverty. Deliver them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you shall supply every need according to your riches and glory. And we give the thanks for it even now, God. We thank you, God, as you make ways out of no way. God, as you provide in the name of Jesus. That God, as people go out, God, fill out the application for their job. God, we ask you to open the door. Give them favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them with that house, God. Bless them in the name of Jesus. God, bless them in the name of Jesus with transportation. Now, God, open the door, God. Open the door. God, when I say open the door, mean God. God, you give them favor, God, and they go, God, and they will do what they need to do, God, in a righteous way, God, that so that you can bless them, Lord. We give you thanks for it, that we declare decree and declare your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, you set the righteous cry and the Lord hear, God. We thank you for a closer walk with you, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us a hunger for you, Lord. Give us a place of the righteousness, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the body of Christ. Unite us together with one mind. In the name of Jesus, let us be in love. I seek all say, Father, with your son in the accord. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we glorify. You be glorified, God. You get the glory, God. We thank you for the doors you open. We thank you for the blessing you pulled out. We thank you for the miracles you manifested. Father, we thank you, God, in advance, God. And we give you praise for it even now, God, for that man being healed, that woman being healed, that child being healed. We thank you, Lord. You're so lovable, forever. You're breaking them out of comas right now, God. We thank you, Lord. You're taking the pain away, God. You're healing the body, God. You're renewing of a sickle of mostly. Every sickle, God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, you're giving them long life, a healthy life. Father, we give you glory for it. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you raise up people of God that hunger for you, that live right for you, God, that love upright for you, God. We pray for our government, God, that they will change some of the laws, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm going to shake hallelujah, sir. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We pray, God, against violence and murder and crime. We pray in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our people, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families, God. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods, our communities, our cities, our country, our towns, our state, God. We plead the blood of Jesus for safety, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, God. We praise your name, Lord. God, and we give you all the thanks for what you've already done and what you're going to do in the days ahead. God, we're in expectation of a miracle. God, only that you can do, God. We're in expectation. Father, we thank you for it, God. And we give you glory. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Bishop just prayed for you, your family, your neighborhood, your city, your state, your nation, and around the globe. At this time, I want to go straight to Dr. Crenshaw at this time, Bishop's wife. God bless you, Dr. Crenshaw.
Thank you. Thank you, Elder Kevin. Thank God for that powerful prayer. Praise the Lord. Just continue to pray, particularly for safety for our children and our communities, and that the Lord would tear down strongholds, because what we're dealing with is strongholds of the enemy. And as I was listening, as Bishop was praying, he was praying for families and praying for the spirit of forgiveness and the spirit of unity and the spirit of love. That is so important, because in the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, he tells us we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Our fight is not against one another or flesh and blood. This is a spiritual battle. It's very, very clear that what we're dealing with in our nation, from the economy to the crime and the things that are going on, this is a spiritual battle. For the Bible says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, that it's spiritual wickedness in high places. In high places, those are places of government, places of authority. Praise God. So as we pray that God would dethrone the wickedness that's going on in the world, and that he would, that we would not be oppressed and depressed because of them who prospered in his way, the scriptures say. We're not even to be weary, because we look over there at the wicked man, and he continues to be prosperous. But the Lord teaches us, praise God, in the word of God, that we worship of all things, that the believer, we, you, I, those that are listening, praise God, that we, praise God, even will prosper, even as our soul shall prosper, and be in good health, even as our soul, what is our soul, our mind, So we can't do anything else. We've got to begin to think on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are of an honest report. It starts in the mind. As I said on last week, it starts in the soulless realm. The enemy is coming after your soul. He's coming after your thoughts. If you meditate on evil, praise God, evil will become a part of your journey. If you meditate on defeat, defeat becomes a part of your journey. So a man thinketh in his heart, the word of God says, so is he. Now, the word of God is powerful. Praise God. The word of God is our greatest critic and judgment in every part of our lives. You want to know how to live? Just read the word. You'll find it. You'll find it everywhere. Praise God. His word is clear. So I want to leave this word of the Lord with you to encourage you that we should acknowledge God in all our ways, and he will direct our path. Psalm 37 and verse number 23. It said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. When my steps are ordered by this God, praise God, there is delight in the things that God will lead me to, not my flesh, not my own earthly desires. But if I allow the Lord to lead me, there's delight in the way. Though he fall, and even if you stumble, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have seen, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Isn't that powerful? And many of us that are listening tonight may be older than some others that may be on this line. But we have an assurance through this word right here. Praise the Lord. Even when we were young and now that we're old, he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I mean, God will supply your every need in spite of. He is forever merciful, and he lendeth, and his seed is blessed. So I want you to believe and embrace in your heart and in your spirit that you are right now blessed if you are the righteousness of God, not in your own righteousness, because our own righteousness is as a filthy rag, according to the word of God. We are saved by grace through faith, not that any man should boast. Our works don't get us into the kingdom, praise God. But it's the pure in heart, having a pure heart toward the Lord. So I encourage you tonight, be encouraged. Know that the Lord is with you as we continue to pray that God will dethrone the powers of the enemy. For great is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Dr. Denise Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. What a powerful word from Doc tonight. Thank you so much, Doc. I was taking notes, ladies and gentlemen, before we go to the phones here. I was taking notes. Doc was talking there, and Bishop was praying. You know, Jesus is the source, folks. God is the source. Holy Spirit is the source. It's powerful. It's powerful. We got to remember these things. It's truth. It's truth. It's over everything. It is the truth. Word of the Lord. It's necessary. I think most of us, I know all of us on here know for sure it is necessary. The word of God is necessary. Prayer is necessary. No doubt about that. I think some unbelievers even know that something's got to happen. Somebody's got to pray about something changing. It's just getting a little ridiculous. So prayer changes things, folks. And prayer is the antidote. And also it's the will of God, as you know. What Bishop prayed tonight is the will of God. What Doc is talking about is the will of God tonight. For our lives tonight, and it's everything that we need, ladies and gentlemen, for us to live a victorious life, a non-fearful life, and we just thank God for that word tonight. Thank you so much, Doc. That was powerful, powerful, powerful word. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to make sure we don't miss anybody. We're going to go right down the line here in a minute. You're going to be live with Bishop and Doc as they listen to your praise report, prayer request, or comment tonight. Hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone. And if you're just joining us around the globe on the network, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Amen. Well, first I want to go to Brother John. Brother John, you're live on with Bishop and Doc. God bless you, sir.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening, Elder Kevin. Thank you for the opening prayer. Thank you, Bishop, for that awesome prayer. And thank you, Doc, for those words of wisdom. My prayer and my testimony this evening is just for the love of the Lord, and I just want to thank my wife, was a praying woman, and it's nothing like a husband and wife that sit down and study and pray together and love the Lord together, and God fills everything else in that's not there when you pray together and just show the love of the Lord. And I just want to thank everybody on the prayer lines for their prayers, you know, during the death of my son, and everybody that prayed for us, and just everybody that's praying people. I just love the Lord. That's all. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. We love you as well, my brother and the Lord, and we thank you for that. And it's right. We're just focusing on Jesus. I don't understand it all, but we're still focusing on Jesus, and that's who we go. So that's wonderful. We bless your family. Bless your wonderful wife who supports you on a regular basis. Amen. At this time, we're opening up the lines, ladies and gentlemen. And Brother Coleman, you're online with Bishop and Doc as well, brother. How you doing, Doc?
God bless you. Praise God. I'm just honored to be in the prayer room tonight and just thank God for the words, the prayer, the words that were spoken. Give honor to also to the bishop and his wife. Just thank God for being here. And when they get a chance, I would just like prayer. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Brother Coleman. Appreciate you so much, man. And we thank God for you. Amen. I will mention, if I don't know your name or recognize your number, I'll mention your last four digits only, last four digits. Our next caller is 1619. 1619, you're live on the air with Bishop and Doc. God bless you.
Greetings in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I've been listening to the program. I'm very encouraged. I was called to send y'all a word of encouragement. Keep pushing. You never know who's listening. And just keep going. It's been hard. We're coming out of a pandemic, but God is real. He never left us. He won't leave us. So we got to keep pushing. On that note, I land my plane.
Amen, Pastor. Thank you so much for that. That's powerful. You're absolutely right. We never know. That's why we're here tonight, because Holy Spirit knows exactly who needs the prayer, who needs the encouragement, and who needs the understanding and the wisdom that Bishop and Doc bring to the network each and every week. So we thank you so much for that. I want to make sure I don't miss anybody before we turn this back over to Bishop. Hit star one on your phone, star one on your phone, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a praise report or a comment or a prayer request tonight, in Jesus' name, I'll give you a few more seconds there. All right. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. At this time, I'll turn it back over to Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much.
Thank you, Elder Kevin. Thank God for Dr. Crenshaw, that awesome word of encouragement. As we pray for Brother Coleman, I believe it is, that is our prayer. Father, we thank you because you're all-knowing. And Father, we thank you, God, as you answer the prayers and whatever he desires in his heart. And Father, we thank you, God, that you will bless him in a spiritual way as never before. We thank you, God, as you will open doors and favor him. And God, we give you glory for it. We call it so, God. We thank you for the miracles that you're going to perform in his life. And we forever give you glory. And all praise shall be thine forever. We thank you for every soul that is on this airline tonight, the prayer line. We thank you, God, as we pray for those that are in Africa. We thank you, God, for your miracle working power, for those in Japan and Europe and all other countries. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for your people of God everywhere, as you continue to bless, bring us together and unite us, make us one in the Holy Spirit. And Father, we give you praise for all your people. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is such a great time tonight with Bishop and Doc, and we must, as Brother John recognized there, we must keep our eyes on the prize. That is Jesus Christ. Jesus has done everything for us. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't understand everything, folks, but I know Jesus is real. Holy Spirit is real. Father is real, and he is in control of everything, and I believe he's going to fix it. He's going to fix it all, folks. He's going to fix everything for us. The bishop always tells us, he's going to fix it. One day he's going to fix everything, folks. And we're excited about that time, even though we go through some things in this life. But God knows and has our heart and knows what we need each and every day. So stay focused on the word, folks. Stay focused. That's the key. Stay focused. Pray with your husband. Pray with your wife. Pray with your family. Pray over your little ones. Pray over your babies. Pray over your neighbors, even though they may not believe yet. But pray for your neighborhood. Pray for those around you. Pray when you're in the grocery store. Pray when you're picking up dry cleaning, whatever, getting gas. Just pray for folks. When you're in the hospital visiting people, pray over the entire hospital, all the people there, because everybody needs prayer. Pray when you're at people's homes visiting, enjoying your life. Pray. Just continue to pray. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for that. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. I want to turn this back over to Bishop for final thoughts and close out. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless everybody tonight. We give God the glory and the praise for all the things that he is doing. And know that God hears your prayer when you pray. Know that the Lord hears your prayer when you pray. And know that God is going to answer your prayers. He's going to answer those prayers. He's going to open those doors, and he's going to give you favor in your home. He's going to give you favor. He's going to connect that has been disconnected. He's going to reconnect it and give you favor with one another. And Father, we thank you. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. Father, we give you thanks. You, God, as you pull down every stronghold of the enemy, we place everything into your hands. And we forever give you thanks, Father. We walk by faith and not by sight. We decree and declare it. We speak it, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Elder Kevin. Back to you.
Amen. God bless you too, Bishop and Doc. Thank you so much. We love you so much on the network and in my home as well. So thank you for everything you do. Thank you for your precious time tonight as well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to share the prayer time out too as well. Always invite somebody to prayer. At least you can invite them. We don't know if they'll show up or not, but that's up to them. But we want you to continue to share this out. And even after the prayer time, you can share this link out all across the social media. I post this on everything, folks, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and all about 8 different platforms. So you never know who's going to be blessed of the Lord when Bishop and Doc pray and share wisdom of the Lord with them on the network. It could be this week, next week, it don't matter. It's going to be good, and it's going to be alive even then. So thank you so much, Bishop and Doc, once again, as we get ready to go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a great rest of the evening there. Enjoy your wonderful family. Let people know how much you love them, and also let people know how much you care about them as well. And also to have a great rest of the week too. Be intentional, be on purpose. And we'll leave you with this wonderful song here from JJ Harrison. Lord, you are mighty. We serve a mighty God, folks. I love this song. We'll get you in praise mode real quick. The Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Thank you so much. Hey, remember to always out love, out serve, and out love each other, ladies and gentlemen. Always remember to out-serve, out-forgive, and out-love each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We love you. Take care. Appreciate your time. God bless you now.
lift up your praises.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God.
Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Take the blessings of the Lord with you all week and weeks to come. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop. Thank you so much. God bless you.